Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Copple Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead, Mike Schaefer in studio for the entire 7 o'clock hour. As always, I'd like to celebrate more of what happened last night on the basketball court as Nebraska beats Boston College 88-67, but we all know there's bigger news than that right now in the world regarding Nebraska football. Unfortunately, Sip, before we get to that, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Yep.
I walked in to get some cough drops, and I told you, I don't need to, I'm just going to say I walked in. We don't need to identify the place. And I just wanted to get some Halls for the show. And I stood at the counter.
Okay.
Nobody there. Stood at the counter. Nobody there. Nobody there. Nobody there. 3 minutes, nobody there. There's just not going to be anybody there. I just left, put the Halls back, didn't take them.
What if you had put, you know, like cash on the counter with a note saying, I had to take the Halls.
Yeah,
sorry, no one
that.
Was here.
Could have done that.
I need these. I'm not going to steal them. Here's some money.
Yeah, well, I would have had to take the Halls.
Right.
I don't think you could do that.
You could say,
they could say, what else did you take, you know? Right,
it's true, but it's their fault for not being there.
Yeah,
the door is open. Somebody's there
it's
to
open.
Buy something.
Yeah, it's open.
There should be service that should be, you know, be going on there. Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care in Lincoln.
Right, Mickey Joseph.
Yeah, unfortunately, the story of yesterday was not the success of the basketball team or anything going on with the coaching search, with the assistants or recruiting. It was unfortunate news regarding Mickey Joseph. We've been tracking the whole week. Okay, is Mickey going to stay at Nebraska or not? That was the story heading into yesterday and even into the afternoon.
It was.
Regarding, hey, we need to know the status of Mickey Joseph with this coaching staff. We're getting Marcus Satterfield figured out for OC, you know, Ed Foley. We're getting names continuing to flock in for the staff, and you're trying to, you know, have forward progress here with the program. And then you find out in the afternoon, Sip. I was hearing some buzz. I called you to say, are you hearing anything about this? And as the hour went on, more and more news came out. And eventually there was a press release from LPD that indicated that Mickey Joseph
didn't indicate it.
Well,
you just said it.
It said that Mickey
Joseph
no
indication
had been arrested for strangulation and third degree assault
for an incident at his home. It was a domestic situation, domestic assault, and third degree domestic assault and strangulation, which is a felony. There's a lot of ways to look at this. I don't know. It's hard to do a lot of meaningful commentary. Although, I mean, oddly enough, Jake, a scene from Yellowstone popped in my head yesterday, and it applies. It frankly applies. You don't watch Yellowstone.
I need to watch the show.
Yeah, Kevin Costner plays John Dutton, who's a governor. He had a daughter in this episode who got in a bar fight with another woman and did pretty good damage to her. And, you know, it's the governor's daughter, so it's embarrassing for the family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just embarrassing in general. And he encountered her for the first time after she got out of jail. She spent a night in jail or two nights, whatever. And he encountered her. And, you know, he wanted to have a little talk, John Dutton. And she said, I don't have time for a talk. And he said something that applies to this and applies to a lot of things. He said, okay, then I got two words for you. You don't have time for a talk? Well, here's two words. Impulse control. Control your impulses. That's what a lot of this comes down to. And you know what, Jay? There's a lot of situations, but if you don't control your impulses, you'll have a headline that says you're arrested on third degree domestic assault and strangulation charges. And he clearly didn't control his impulses.
No. It frankly was absolutely shocking news yesterday to hear this.
Again, oh, it's horrible. It's
horrifying. It's horrible. I mean, there's so many different storylines attached to this regarding everybody involved. But for Mickey specifically, this is a guy that was either going to be on the staff at Nebraska going forward with a salary increase, or potentially looked at for a head coaching job at Tulsa or other places, or if not that, still will be an assistant somewhere else making pretty good money.
His career was on an uptick.
Oh, it's on a huge uptick.
Yeah.
He just ended his career, his time at Nebraska as interim head coach with a win over Iowa. Oh, by the way.
His career was on an uptick. It was. He acquitted himself well as Nebraska's interim head coach. The record wasn't great. It wasn't good. 3-6, but he held the program together. And his career was ascending at age 54, pretty late. A pretty late ascension, but that's over. I mean, I'm not saying his career's over. I'm not saying that, but his ascension at this level is over. He's not going to be a head coach. Okay. Now what really hurts about it is the family issue.
Oh, yeah.
It's a devastating day for his kids, his immediate family, his family. That's what, and then the Nebraska family. I mean, there's a team family, right? All those players that he impacted. It has a ripple effect, and that ripple effect extends to the entire Husker family. It was a rough day, kind of, right?
Kind of. It was a really rough day.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy that, again, we talk about in terms of, if you take away what happened yesterday, the importance of what we had viewed Mickey Joseph with the staff is that he recruited a lot of players in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the best players in the team.
Right.
And players like Mickey Joseph. He's a guy that players, they run to. I mean,
well, they don't just like him. Now, hold on. They don't just like him. We always talk like we're eighth graders.
Respect him?
Yeah. I mean, like him? Who cares about
you saw the tweet on Monday or Tuesday with O'Shawn Mathis saying he had to talk to Mickey Joseph before he made his decision.
I respect him.
He's leaning toward the NFL draft, but I'm going to talk with Mickey Joseph.
There's a lot of that in that program. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
So I would think that there's a lot of words to describe yesterday, but I think that maybe the top one would be confusion, really?
Yeah.
It's sadness. Yeah. And it's also, again, if you, like you said, with the players who respect Mickey, who play for him, fight for him, who committed to him, there's a lot of confusion with them right now saying, well, I don't understand.
Right.
How does this affect
you? Some ways. I mean, these things happen. I mean, unfortunately, I'm not explaining this away, but, you know, it was a domestic, and that, again, impulse control, and I'm not, nobody's judging anybody here. It's just an unfortunate situation. And it's, I guess, the way it can be helpful is you look at it and say you can't. It has too big of an impact. You can't do it. You have to control yourself. It's affecting our show today.
Oh, yeah,
it is.
It's
affecting the mood of the state.
I mean,
I don't know, and I don't want to be overly dramatic here either. I don't know.
Again, I'm not trying to be selfish for the show's sake. Again, this is a time where we should be talking about, you know, happy new beginnings for Nebraska football and new hires and, hey, what's next?
Right.
Now today is mired by an unfortunate event regarding a coach that the state respected, that the players respected, that nobody saw. I mean, that this is just shocking news.
Shocking.
From
it was shocking.
Frankly, it's shocking. You don't believe it. Like, you wake up today saying, was that a dream? Was that? But it was true. It's real.
Right.
And from the text line, to be fair, I mean, we have to represent this from all sides here.
Okay. Yeah. I like
Thunder it. Says, what happened to not condemning someone until we know all the facts or until they have been proven guilty?
Well, I mean, we do know some facts. He was arrested and charged with third-degree domestic assault and strangulation. Yeah. I mean, something happened.
Something. There was an incident of some regard.
Right. I mean, this isn't a quibble over money. I mean, something happened at the house. So, you want this to gloss over this? It's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do. I mean, you don't. I will tell you this, that you don't land in jail unless the police don't take you to jail in these situations unless something happened, okay? They come and they assess, and they determined, obviously, that something happened significant, because police respond to domestic situations all the time, but they don't take away people all the time. They have to make a determination. The determination was obviously something happened because Mickey was booked into the Lancaster County Jail at 4:03. Okay, 4:03 p.m. So, I mean, come on. Now, I totally understand where the texter's coming from, but the fact is, Mickey, I don't know if he's still in jail, but he was in jail, and he'll be booked today in Lancaster County Court. So it's no matter what, due process or not, this is unfortunate. And you're right. You make a great point, Jake. I mean, we've been having these shows that are sort of uplifting.
Yeah, it's a change of the tide here, right?
Yeah, we've been having these shows that are looking forward, and here's this new coach in town, and he's formulating his staff, and it was a lot of positive energy, and this is not positive energy, and we can't gloss over it. You can't do that. It affects too many people to do that.
Yeah, it's a sad deal, and
you know what's interesting about it? If we're gonna lighten it a little bit,
sure.
You want to lighten this a little bit? I'll tell you what, it is really informative of what a little state, what a little town we live in, first of all, and then what a little state it was. It was amazing. Now, this happened, I think the police were sent to his house at like 1:45. Now, it was, I don't know when you texted me, but it was only a couple hours later that it had swept through the city that something happened.
Yep, yeah.
It was amazing how many people knew something happened. Now, it was amazing to me. Maybe you could say, why is that amazing? it struck me how small this city is.
Well, I think that there's an element of why that happened quicker than usual is because there are a lot of people that are tuned in right now to social media to see what's next with Nebraska football.
Uh-huh.
Or message boards, or again, wherever you get your information from. Some of those are not reliable places, but some of them are.
Right.
But it's the fact that people are tuned in and want news regarding, hey, what's next at Nebraska for coaches and recruits.
Uh-huh.
So they're more locked in than they have been recently. So that's why it probably spread quicker, because we have more people dialed in and they're hearing stuff and it gets reported quicker and quicker, and boom, there it is.
It was incredible to me how many people knew about this, that something was happening. And then what happens is the offshoot rumors occur. Well, here's what happened. Here's why it happened. I mean, it's sort of insidious that way. But that's it. I mean, the finality in terms of Mickey's situation at Nebraska is really stark, right?
It is.
It's just final now. That conversation's over.
Yeah, and
it's not going to be part of the staff, obviously. I mean,
just to hit the statement from Trev Alberts, by the way, was quick.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, I was made aware of the charges against Coach Joseph, and given the nature of the allegations is based on university policy, he has been placed on administrative leave. We have no additional comment at this time.
Right.
Understandable.
Right.
Not surprising at all.
Yes.
But, you know, and again, for anyone that says, you know, where's Matt Rhule? Why is Matt Rhule to say anything? He hasn't hired him on his staff yet. Matt Rhule needs nothing to say regarding this, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to hear from Matt Rhule regarding Mickey Joseph. He already complimented him in terms of what he did for the program. He did not officially hire him here. His job is to assemble a staff right now and a team and get ready for next season as quick as possible. It's not to make any sort of comment regarding the previous interim head coach who was being considered for a spot on the staff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now if you're Matt Rhule, I mean, you gotta try to just move on. There'll be a lot of questions regarding Mickey Joseph to him.
Yeah, I guess.
And he would say, well, that's not my deal
right now. He's got to handle it internally, right?
Yeah.
With the players.
That's
the thing about it. I mean, I'm getting these texts of people saying, glossing over this. What are you glossing over? I mean, it's created a major problem. All right, go ahead and gloss over it, but it's created a major issue internally because the players are impacted. Now Rhule has to deal with that.
Yeah, he does.
Rhule has to deal with that. Okay. And I guess the new coach. Oh my God! Yeah, it's a pain.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
That's it. I mean, that's where...
Yesterday was just a really unfortunate, sad, confusing day.
Yeah.
And now, again, we'll see what today brings in terms of all of this, but we know that he was arrested yesterday.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens going forward.
464-5685, call or text. As always, watch and comment Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. The show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. I mean, yeah, people are... It seems pretty obvious. Just to answer all these texts, I mean, no. I mean, you can't keep Mickey Joseph on staff now. People are still asking about that. Believe it or not. I mean, that's how popular Mickey Joseph was this year with what he did in his one season, bringing the players he brought, with how he beat Iowa as the head coach to end the season, how he... You know, beat Rutgers, Indiana.
Yeah, it'd be hard to do it.
The question was answered yesterday, and it didn't have to be addressed by Matt Rhule. It was answered for himself.
This is a felony arrest. Strangulation's a felony. Right? It's a felony arrest.
Yeah.
It's a felony.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's charged with strangulation. He hasn't been found guilty. But, yeah, I mean, he's arrested... charged with felony strangulation. Yeah, I don't think that the main concern right now is whether he's going to be on the staff
or not. I know that you want to make that, not you, but I know the fans want to make that a conversation because they still care. They're passionate about the program, but you got to realize things have happened here.
I think there's a victim you worry about a little bit.
You probably should.
Right?
First.
Should we take a call?
Should we take a call?
I don't know. I guess.
We'll take a phone call from Jason in Kansas City. Jason, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Sad situation all around, like you said, man. It's once again, Husker Nation just can never move forward. We get pulled right back into the drama, and I'm not going to go too long because you can get real crazy with your thoughts, but I'm like you, Sip. I think it affects the team. I mean, it goes back to, you know, you can take it back to Lawrence Phillips back in the day. I mean, he was a big part of the team, and when he got taken away, it affected the whole chemistry, but Coach Osborne was able to keep everything together. But, you know, Mickey was there coaching the team for, you know, a good few months, and it's really sad that this turned out the way it did. But I don't know. I mean, for Coach Rhule, yeah, I mean, I think – he definitely, you know, it's winning, you know, and having a season, it's not easy, and there's always obstacles, and boy, we haven't even started next year, and now Rhule's right in the thick of the drama of Nebraska football. It always seems to, there's a cloud, and I don't know what it is, but it's pretty frustrating, but hopefully, you know, people can, you know, the folks that need to get their lives addressed, and but you think you know things, and I don't know. It's just shocking because, like you said, we hear Mickey in his pressers. You know, he reached out to the Virginia family, and I mean, just things like that. And you're just like, man, you just scratch your head. It's like things just are not adding up, and it's rough. It's a head scratcher, but I don't know. We'll hope everything, you know, gets better, but yeah, it's a sad day for folks involved and just people that are rooting for the program. So,
thanks, Jason. Appreciate the phone call.
Really rough for the family. I mean, that's where my thoughts are mainly. People are wondering why the police department sends out a news release for this sort of thing. The Lincoln Police Department addressed that. Yep. It said it does not normally provide a news release for domestic related arrest. But due to the high-profile nature of the person involved and in an effort to provide transparency on an arrest involving a public figure, notification of the arrest was made. That was according to the LPD release. If LPD doesn't address it, I mean, the rumor thing would have been incredible. Yeah. And that's what I would say Haas is wondering about this texting. That's the thing, Haas. The rumor thing would have been out of control.
Yep.
I mean, it was out of control. I actually applaud the LPD in this case for addressing it, because it would have been out. I mean, I don't even know how to characterize what that would have looked like last night at around 5 p.m.
You think about the rumors that we already exist here regarding the coaching search before this happened. Now, regarding an actual arrest, if we had no official news on that.
Okay, if there was no official news, there was booking information that's posted. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that if there was no news release, reporters would have descended upon that home.
Yeah.
Okay? Yep. They would have. And then what would have that have looked like for those kids?
Terrible.
Right.
Terrible.
Or how about the neighbors?
Just a horrible situation.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, to say that why did this need to be a news release? Come on. Think about it. Think about how much of a scene that would have been in that neighborhood. I mean, in this market, the way it works, it would probably just wouldn't have been reporters. I mean, John Q.
Yeah.
Probably is over there. Right?
Yeah.
So I think there was some order. This added some order to the situation, which felt fairly disorderly, at about 4 p.m. yesterday.
Let's get another call on the Honda of Lincoln hotline, 464-5685. Jerry, you're on early break. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, good morning, guys. This basically makes me sick to my stomach, and I feel terrible for Mickey, his family, and the team, and the university, and everybody. But it reminds me of several things I used to tell my athletes or my coaches that I dealt with, is that a reputation takes years to build, and it can be destroyed in one night.
Yeah.
Or in the afternoon in this day. So you really have to keep control of what you're about, even through the bad times. Another one of my gimmick lines was, I always wanted to know of my players, mm-hmm. who could be good when it's going bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can be good when it's going good,
yeah.
But who can be good when it's going bad? Because when you find those individuals, then you really have something. And so it's just a sad deal, and I'm sickened by it. But, everybody's just got to make sure that maybe we learn a little bit from it, that life is not always fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always easy. In fact, many times it's harder than easy.
Yeah.
And especially when you're in a tough business. Coaching's a tough business.
It is.
I mean, here he stands with a chance to maybe be the head coach at a big-time football school and doesn't get that opportunity, and who knows what went on. But it's sad, and you just hope and pray that Mickey and his family can come through this.
Right. That's what you –
Thanks for the call, Jerry.
I was literally writing a column. I mean, Jake – I was writing a column getting ready to say thank you to Mickey because I don't think it was going to – from what I was hearing, it wasn't – I don't think he was going to be part of the staff. And I was writing that column when all this was going on. And then I started – I mean, I was literally writing a paragraph about Mickey perhaps being in line for these head coaching jobs at Florida Atlantic.
Tulsa.
UNLV, Tulsa. I think Wyoming's open. Is Wyoming? No. Craig Bull's still there. Yeah. there's some jobs though that would make sense. like I said, Florida Atlantic. Tulsa's not the only one. Everybody brings up Tulsa, but Florida Atlantic, Western Michigan, UNLV, those are all jobs I thought Mickey maybe could make a run at. And I was right, and I was looking at them. And then got your text, and I started receiving some other ones. And I thought, okay, this is just one of those Nebraska things, you know.
Another message board rumor taking off.
Yeah, another crazy Nebraska rumor that crop up about every day.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
literally.
What this place is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's about every day, and you tend to roll your eyes. But then it started, you could feel this one. It's almost a feel on these rumors now. Like, I was like, okay, too many people here. Too many people reaching out. I mean, you know what? It was three or four, but it was three or four of the right people, you know. So, yeah, that's, I mean, it is. I mean, see what's happening. I mean, see what, the one thing you learn from it is these things do have an impact on your community, you know.
You've seen it pretty clearly here.
Yeah,
in Nebraska.
Well, right on the show.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, of course.
I mean, what do you?
It's not. This is not. Again, this week should have been about the full week should have been about the staff, learning the staff, learning what's next for Nebraska football with Matt Rhule, and it still is about that. You know, going forward.
It has to be.
Today, and yesterday, at the afternoon was not about that. It was about an unfortunate situation regarding a coach that was the interim head coach that was being considered for Nebraska staff. And that in a terrible situation that happened there. So it's unfortunate. We will, if we learn more news today, we'll hear it on our shows throughout the programs on the ticket. But that's what we know right now. And no matter what you say, it's just a really unfortunate and confusing situation.
So, all right. You want to talk about hoops next?
I do. We'll talk about something positive, which was Nebraska basketball. That's not always the case for Nebraska basketball.
No.
But, Sip, I witnessed the best second half I have seen in the Fred Hoiberg era.
Okay,
last
let's talk
night.
About that.
We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.